House lawmakers are sending a bill that criminalizes medical providers who prescribe puberty blockers or perform gender-affirming surgeries on minors to the state Senate. It passed on a 46-23 vote in favor. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
The bill creates a Class 1 misdemeanor for doctors that perform sterilizing procedures, mastectomies, and provide hormone therapy to children. Republican Representative Fred Deutsch started using Twitter in April after last year's session. He says he was overwhelmed with the children he saw and what he calls detransitioners. He says his research eventually landed him on the social news aggregation site Reddit. He says he ended up in a detransitioner subreddit and decided to act.
I started into exploring the internet, came across this, and yeah, within a month or so I decided I want to look into South Dakota. I want to see if there's doctors doing it here. I want to explore what I could learn about the children here. And I found enough that I decided to write a bill.
Deutsch took copies of the bill to a Family Heritage Alliance summit in October, where he says he passed out the bill to legislators from other states. The South Dakota House is the first chamber to pass the legislation. State Democrats contend the surgeries listed in House Bill 1057 aren't happening here, and the bill interjects the government between medical providers and patients. Representative Aaron Healy says a lot of misinformation is being spread in the state capitol about transgender care.
This just isn't happening in our state. We don't have to worry about surgeries and hormones, and puberty blockers are safe. And it's incredibly unfortunate that we are not listening to our providers who are the true professionals.
The ACLU South Dakota says they will challenge the law signed by Governor Kristi Noem. The Liberty Council, an evangelical Christian organization, says they will defend the state pro bono. The governor says she has concerns with the bill. For SDPB Radio News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.